Greece, Finland, Spain, Germany,
France,
Belgium,
Italy,
and Turkey. Different cultures
in one continent,
Europe. But what happens when 8 countries get together to make a podcast in the Each Winning Project? Listen to my radio, breaking news.
This.
We are students from Zanitz in Germany. One topic that connects us all are the prejudices that each person has about another country.
We want to examine them more closely and finally get rid of them, to be able to view ourselves as a complete entity.
So have fun with the following episodes.
Woo!
Good morning, everybody. Today in our new radio session, we are going to discuss if teenagers read less than ever or not. In order to have a complete vision of the topic, we have invited June, the director of the local library, and Elberet, a DBH4 student in Oianguren. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. It is a pleasure to be here.
I'm also very happy to participate in this program.
Are teenagers reading?
Yes, they are, but the students ask for books that have been sent as compulsory reading at the school most of the times.
I totally agree, but I think that they should encourage us to read more.
Do teenagers read physical books, e-books, audiobooks?
In the library, we have e-books, but teenagers prefer to read in paper. Personally, I prefer reading in the e-book because it is more comfortable and more eco-friendly.
I partly agree, because even though the e-books are better for the environment, I think there's nothing like a book.
Where does reading material come from?
A lot of students borrow books from the library, but unfortunately there aren't enough books for everybody.
That's true. The first ones taking the books don't have to buy them, but those who are more slow have to buy them in physical bookstores.
Elberet, how often do you read in your free time, and what about your friends?
I love reading, and when I'm free, I take the opportunity to read, but my friends prefer to watch TV series.
Which is your favorite language for read? Your mother tongue? Or English?
I prefer reading in my mother language, euskera, but I think that it is vital to read in other language too.
I totally agree with you, and I think that reading in other language heightens your cultural level and it's very useful for your future.
How do teenagers discover new materials to read?
I think that most effective way to encourage teenagers to read is that their friends recommend them books that they like.
In my case, as I don't have friends that like reading, I'm the one who tries to encourage them.
When do teenagers read?
I think that most teenagers read the day before the exam.
I used to do that when I was your age.
What do you like reading?
Even if it doesn't seem so, I like reading adventure books and romantic books. One of my favorite books is Pride and Prejudice, written by Jane Austen.
Are you kidding me? It's also my favorite book. I love it. I have recently written an essay about that book for school.
See how books can unite different generations. What if we now talk about the last book we have read? I will start. I read A Foreigner in India, that talks about India culture and a love history. I recommended you this book because you learn a lot about India and it has an interesting plot.
My turn. I read a book called A Safari Mystery. It is about a 20-year-old girl called Julie O'Neill, who loves elephants, and she goes on safari in a Maasai reserve. Julie doesn't see any elephants, what is very strange, and she is determined to get to the bottom of the mystery. It hasn't been a book that has especially interested me, but I think that it's a good book to visualize the problem of the traffic of elephant ivory tusks.
I will tell you a little bit about the book I have read. Tommy is a taxi driver. One morning, his boss tells him that he has to go to the Ritz Hotel because an actress named Gloria Bryce has arrived and she wants the taxi driver to show her son, Dino, the City of London. The taxi driver goes to the hotel to take him for a walk. When they come back, he realizes that it was not Dino who got in his car. I didn't like the book because I found it very boring, so I don't recommend it to anyone.
We have to say goodbye. It has been great to have both of you here. Hope we see each other again.
I hope so. Thank you for inviting us.
We have to say goodbye to all of our listeners, but remember that we will be here next week at the same time. Till then, have fun reading. Goodbye.